This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Major League Baseball is weighing whether to ban New York Yankees Alex Rodriguez from the game for life for using performance-enhancing drugs. So here's my real question. What kind of incentive would actually stop a player from doping? Joining us now to answer it is Toby Moskowitz, a professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so basically, I need you to convince me not to do drugs. And let's set aside morals, being a role model, whatever. If I'm a Major League Baseball player and I've got a $100 million contract over 10 years and I get caught doping, they're going to knock me out for 50 games. That's like $3 million. In the overall scheme of things, that's nothing.
Well, I would agree. And also there's the benefit of why you think about taking those drugs in the first place, which is improving your performance, perhaps signing a lengthier contract, or more to the point, just staying in the league that much longer, which is far more lucrative than the $3 million you'd give up if you got caught. And that's a big if.
I don't mean to make light of $3 million, but we're talking about scale here and what the sort of tipping point is from a financial incentive point for players not to dope. What, do we have any sense of what that is?
You know, especially for the very top guys, I'm not even sure if financial incentive is the right way to think about it. I mean, at some level it would be. I suppose if you nullified the contract entirely, that would have an impact. I think what they're talking about currently with A-Rod in particular, a lifetime ban, I think that would scare a lot of players. I mean, these guys have made plenty of money, and as long as they manage it reasonably well, they're going to be able to live off that for a very long time, generationally, actually, so their kids will be fine too. It's more about, you know, their place in history, and I think maybe that's where, at least at the top end, Major League Baseball can have some effect. But really, the drug problem is much more prevalent. We hear about the A-Rods, but it's really the minor leaguers and the players you've never heard of. If you're coming from a poor background where this is everything for you, you'll do anything you can to make it. And that incentive is not going away. It's really hard to create a punishment big enough on the other side. These guys are desperate at that point.
Separate from the players, the league is a business too. I mean, they want to make money here.
Absolutely. And right now, I think the league is in a bit of limbo. You know, there's sort of two scenarios. One is a complete zero tolerance crackdown, make sure nobody's using drugs ever, and there's huge stiff penalties. There's the other extreme, which some people have advocated, which is just let anybody use whatever they want. Unfortunately, there's somewhere in between where it's illegal, it's not punished as much as it probably should be, and then you have some players that want to be clean, but they realize they're at a disadvantage playing against players that aren't clean. They're in a funny situation here, and I think they're struggling with what to do, how hard to come down on this.
Is A-Rod a game changer? I mean, we're talking about the highest paid athlete in sports. If he goes down, does that change things?
I think if you put a lifetime ban on somebody like an A-Rod, I think that sends a very strong signal throughout the league, in particular at the top end, which, let's face it, from a publicity point of view, that's probably what the league cares about most, is keeping the big time players clean. And my guess is the fans would be fine with that too. Now, are they going to do it? I would bet not, but, you know, let's see what happens.
Toby Moskowitz, professor at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, thank you very much.
Thank you.